Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. Mishnah Yomi is in chapter 2 of Ketuvot, Mishnah Hey, the fifth Mishnah. We're continuing the concept of Hapesha Aser Hu Hapesha Hitzer, meaning when we learn information from one source, we believe that source to qualify the information. So here's today's example. Ha'isha She'amra, a woman shows up and she says, Eshet Ish Hayiti, I was a married woman, Ugrusha Ani, but now I am divorced. So now she's available to remarry. Ne'emenet, we believe her, shehapeh she'aser, because the mouth that made forbidden, meaning she said she was married, which would make her ineligible to marry anyone else, hu'apeh she'hitzer, that's the same source, the same mouth, that allows her now to get married, since she's saying she's now divorced. Now the Mishnah adds, ve'im yesh edim, if there are independent witnesses, shehaitza eshadish, that she was a married woman, Behiel married Grushani, and she's claiming, yeah, I was, but now I'm divorced, eina ne'emenet. We don't believe her. Now, if she has a get, if she has a receipt for payments of the ksuva, whatever it is, then yes, she would be believed if there's independent corroboration, but if it's just two guys are saying, yeah, she was married, we know she was married, and she's like, yeah, well, not anymore, then we're not relying on her words, so we can't apply the concept of pesha usher. And the Mishnah adds a similar case, Amra Nishbeti, a woman says, I was captured by pagans, and as we said in chapter 1, as we've mentioned in Yevamot also, when pagans would capture women, it was highly likely they would be taken advantage of, God forbid, by the pagans. So this woman comes back to the Jewish Yeshuv, and she says, I was captured at Tahora Ani, but I was not molested by the barbarians. In a minute, we believe her, Shehapesha Aser Hupesha Hitzer. It's the same concept by the married woman who says she's now divorced. Vim yesh edim, but if there are independent witnesses, shenishbet, that she was captured by the terrorists, that made the pagan, but it's the same thing. The same thing. You know, we've seen that in modern times, with all the technological advancements and, you know, social structures and United Nations, there are still pagan barbarians who, you know, worship their violence and their terrorism, and God should help us put an end to all of them. Anyway, yesh edim shenishbet, there's witnesses that she was captured, taken captive, heel merit to Koraneb, and she's claiming, yes, I was, but I was not molested, ain't in that minute. We don't believe her without corroboration, because, of course, the pagans, the terrorists, are known to do horrible and terrible things. That's what they do, and that's why we need to, God willing, eliminate them. If after she gets married, witnesses come to say she was captured, and now she's married to Cohen, she doesn't have to divorce the Cohen. Now, a woman who was molested by pagans is not eligible anymore to marry a Cohen. In this case, this woman married a Cohen, and no one knew she had been captured, and later witnesses came. She is not required to leave because it wasn't 100% sure that the pagans, the terrorists got her. Mishnah Vav adds to this theme. Shtei noshim shenishbetu. There were two women who were captured together. Zot omeret nishbeti tzgorani, v'zot omeret nishbeti tzgorani, eina ne'emenet, ne'emanot. If each of them says, yes, I was captured, but I know I was not personally violated, both of them say the same thing, we don't believe them. Bizman shehen me'idot zo al zo, but if they're testifying one to the other, so Sally is saying, yes, I was captured with Jill, and Jill was never molested by the pagans. And Jill is saying, I was captured with Sally, and I was around all the time, and I saw Sally was never violated by the idolaters. Hare elu ne'emanot. They're believed one to another. And both of the women would be eligible in this case to marry a Kohen. If you've been reading some of the interviews, the harrowing interviews of the captives who have been freed from Hamas, thank God, Baruch Hashem, that they've been freed and everyone should come home safely, is one of the striking things is when they had another Israeli, another Jewish person to be around them, it was very good. When they were isolated, it was really terrible. One of the worst parts of terrorism is the isolation, being apart from family, friends, and one another. And really the cure for it is for all of the Jewish people to come together and do what we can to be closer to one another. With that in mind, Zay Gesund, Yashar Koach, on your Mishnayot.